right now. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, Rick. Good morning.
How's things today?
Oh, it's a beautiful and frigid day down in North Carolina.
Well, it's cold everywhere. Yeah, well, we're looking forward to your appearance with the Salt Collective. That's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to be at Daryl's house on Sunday the 21st, a 7 o'clock show. Special guest Sneakers are appearing, but Salt Collective is a cool super group of sorts. Why don't you tell the folks what it's all about, Chris?
Well, the idea for the project came from a fellow named Stefan Shook, who writes music based on the guitar in Paris, and he's a very interesting guy. He and two friends had a band for years in Europe called Salt, made a couple of records, and then he wanted to do this expanded thing, so he reached out to the DBs to play some music for him, a band I was in back in the 80s, and I got involved as a producer, and it became a pandemic project, a way for a musical community I'm in to connect a little bit. Some things were done remotely, but the record came out great, I think. Matthew Caws, Juliana Hatfield, Richard Lloyd from television, Matthew Sweet, a ton of great people.
Yeah,
contributed.
Yeah. Pat Sanzone from Wilco is also on there.
Yeah, I was talking to him yesterday. And then there's a second era where we actually got together. Some of us got together in Paris and learned how to play all the material live, kind of cart after the horse. Well, cart, whatever. And so now it's kind of this band. And Lynn Blakey has joined in. She was in a band with Mitch Easter called Let's Active. And we're doing a bunch of shows.
Cool. Now, who's doing most of the singing? Do you also have another singer with you?
Well, Matthew Caws sings. I sing. Lynn sings. So we're the primary folks. Different people come here and there. The Lemon Twigs and a singer named Faith Jones are going to sit in the New Jersey show.
Oh, cool.
I think we might have some surprises in Boston for folks.
The Lemon Twigs, the D'Addario Brothers?
Yeah. I mean, they're actually just doing one song. They're not really...
like a feature.
It's not like they're on the bill or anything. Yeah. I don't want to confuse people.
Okay. But that's a really cool project. And
it has been. And we like the way the record came out.
Yeah. The record is really cool. It's like... I don't want to classify it, but it's kind of powerful pop-oriented songs. They're upbeat. They move along. They have cool lyrics. And it's a great effort, so congrats.
I know that Stefan has been a fan of XTC in the past, if you know that band, Andrew Partridge, and also had worked with Scott Miller in and a later Game Theory project, a very cool band from San Francisco.
Yeah, the production is rich and strong. I mean, the songs are full, as I should say.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I do think it came out well. I think the mixes, I was trying to mix it in a kind of George Martin way where you get the arrangement right.
Yeah.
You know, and it's more about arranging in some ways.
Huh. Well, now you've been playing music for quite some time. You were with Peter Halsapple in the DBs, and that was a pretty popular group for a while. And, well, do you still play together?
We haven't played together for a few weeks now.
Oh.
We play together. We do stuff together all the time. We actually enjoy playing just the two of us, kind of in an acoustic electric thing. That's become a great joy in the last few decades. Actually, we made a record called Mavericks together, another a few other records. And I love, you know, all those guys. My wife says I've never left high school. You know, these are folks I knew for, I played with for a decade before the DBs came along.
It's kind of the best people to make music with. There's probably a telepathy that goes on where you know what each other are doing and you don't have to make eye contact.
I think that is true. And I found that to be true once again with my friend Mitch Easter, who is, like, I guess you'd call him the lead guitarist, if you can use that kind of 60s phrase for this tour.
Okay.
But Mitch and I sometimes don't need to say things out loud. We can just look at each other for a second, and it's great to be playing with him again.
Wow. Now, through the years, you've also produced a whole bunch of folks, including Whiskey Town with Ryan Adams. And how was that experience working with that band? You also produced like a Caitlin Carey album as well.
Yes. And she, of course, sang with Whiskey Town.
Yeah.
Ryan Adams was, and I'm sure still is, always inspirational. He goes in the studio, and his attitude is, the time is now, and we're going to do something great right now.
Oh.
I mean, and then he may play Hangman for a while, too, but he's really, it was a great pleasure to work on those records, just because, I mean, he's a great writer and a great singer, but that attitude of, okay, we're doing it now, is something I really value.
Yeah, and the two albums that you worked on, Faithless Street and Stranger's Almanac, are fantastic. Great songs.
I mean, I've got a couple of records that have never been released I did with Ryan that I think actually are the best.
Really?
I don't know. He's he records a lot.
Well, hopefully one day they'll see the light of day.
You never know.
Yeah. So now the Salt Collective is hitting the road. You're going to be on tour. You're playing a bunch of dates. And that's...
We're only doing some dates in the Northeast at the moment. It's difficult because people have to fly over from Europe and everything. I'd like it. I think everyone would enjoy going to the West Coast and doing more, but it's a bit one day at a time right now.
So we're fairly lucky, Ben, that we're in a region that has the Salt Collective playing. They're going to be at Darryl's House Sunday, January 21st. It's a 7 o'clock show. It's going to be a really fun, excellent event. We're going to play some music from the Salt Collective right after a little commercial break. And folks, don't miss out. Get tickets and info by visiting darrylshouseclub.com. And Chris, how can folks stay in touch with Chris Stamey and follow up on the Salt Collective? What's the best way, online or social media?
Oh, I don't know. I'm still old enough to be on Facebook regularly.
Okay, we got that.
You can look for me there. And chrisstamey.com. I'm not there every minute, but there's some stuff up there. I don't know. I'm going to tour by myself later this year. I'm putting out a new record called Anything Is Possible. I'm finishing it up now.
Well, great. And when it's all done, get in touch, and we'd love to have you come by if you can.
Well, good morning to you, and thanks for talking.
All right. All the best, Chris. Take care. And we look forward to the show with the Salt Collective at Darryl's House Sunday, 7 o'clock, January 21st, darrylshouseclub.com. Chris, all the best.
Thank you. Same to you.
Bye. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. We'll be right back with more Player One from the Salt Collective off their latest album, Life. Play a tune called Nursery Rhyme next.